I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
What's up, everybody?
How's it going?
What's happening?
Welcome back to Room 101. My name is Sam. They call me Satch.
My name is Josh. They call me Axel.
My name's Tupo. They call me Fatty, Bo, Bobo, whatever. Just don't call me late for dinner. You feel me?
Hey. And we're last note. And here's our latest episode.
Enjoy.
Oh, yos.
I'm so tired.
Think about it, though.
Dude, so, we were... Oh, you're going to...
You go ahead.
No, good. I was going to go to sleep the normal time that I usually do. But we were going to... Me and my cousin were going to watch The Shining. But then Kevin and then my cousin Nicole were going to fall asleep. I was like, no, let's watch something that will keep us up. So we watched Eli on Netflix, and then we were like, not spooked, but we were invested in the story, and then we were going to go to sleep after this movie, but at the very end, one of the characters' face just concaves, and then we're like, whoa, what the heck?
In Eli,
and we were just dumbfounded by that. So and then we watched another movie.
Bro, that's weird.
Yo, hey, welcome back to Room 101, everybody.
Oh, hey.
What's up, people?
Yeah.
How's everybody doing? How was the weekend, fellas?
Yeah, holy, how was your 4th of July?
4th of July. It was good.
It was pretty good.
Josh, you went to Idaho, man. How was that, bro?
It was good.
Why are you laughing?
I can't think.
All right, people.
We got cameras.
Oh yeah! Hopefully cameras. They keep recording. I think I hit record on the camera.
Oh yeah, I see red light flashing.
Oh good.
All right.
Is it really?
Yeah, I see on the reflection of the TV.
Huh?
Oh, smart. Okay, so if it stops blinking, I think that means it's done recording.
All right.
So just look out. Anyways, welcome back. Happy late 4th of July, everybody.
America.
Happy America. Birthday.
We had a good time. We met up last night, watched some fireworks together.
It was cool. Started on a song.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, worked on a song.
One of us may have cried.
I think all three
think
of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was an emotional moment.
Emotional moment.
So good.
Yeah, but what'd you guys do over the weekend?
I don't know, man.
We literally just kicked it.
Yeah.
We kicked it with Tonu.
Yeah, our boy Tonu.
Ooh.
Kicked it with him.
Yeah, yeah. Special, you know, what do you call it? Update on our next podcast. We'll have a guest.
We will have a guest.
Yes.
Yeah.
We finally got somebody to actually be part of this. Yeah.
People actually like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. We just kicked it. I'm dog sitting right now.
Oh, how is that going?
For good.
I don't
know. No, it's fine. I mean, if you look at my hand, Tupo was there. One of the dogs attacked me. We were eating, long story short, we were eating wings, and the dog got up, like, because we were watching a movie. The dog got up on the thing where the food was, wanted to get some. I kindly I did this. Uh-huh. I put my hand kind of just like, hey, get down, buddy, and he went... Snatch, and he grabbed my hand, and he wouldn't let go, and I was lifting my hand up.
He was lifting his hand. The dog was on his hand when he was lifting it.
No,
the dog was growling.
Oh, yeah, you saw it?
Yeah. Me and Tonu were like, bro.
Yeah, dude, I love dogs, but I never wanted to kill a living thing so badly in my life. I was resisting every urge not to hurt it.
He grabbed a blanket and started slapping with
him. I was like throwing a blanket at it. I was like, you bad dog.
He was like, oh, you lucky. You lucky, not my dog. You lucky.
But I started bleeding. It made me bleed from
this.
And it like cut me up.
Yo, yeah. It looks a lot worse than it did last night when you showed me.
I know. I like try to send a picture to my parents. And
that's the healing process. Sometimes it just gets worse before it gets better.
Thank you.
Okay. That was some wisdom.
Dr. Tuone.
Thank you.
Yeah, Dr. Tuone. Yeah,
no, that's my cousin. So
is your cousin really a doctor?
I know I have a maybe my cousin. I just remember
it's,
my dad.
It's one of my cousins.
It's my dad's
one
song.
Of my many cousins that aren't actually my cousin,
they
but
are. They're like fourth, fifth cousins, okay?
Dude, that's like... Dude, me and Josh could be fourth or fifth cousins. That's how far away it is. I don't know. We should figure it out. Like,
yo, y'all got family tree app? That's
right. The relatives around me.
Yeah, y'all got the family tree app?
Yeah.
Yeah, my parents probably...
You don't have it,
You don't
Josh.
Have it?
I don't have it, no.
You have to get it. We'll get you set up.
I sure.
And then we'll see if we're related.
That's going to be crazy. But anyways, welcome to Worm
Marketing. Yeah. Okay. First topic of the day, boys. What got us into music?
All right.
I think we kind of did. I touched my nose with my mic.
That might be touching everything. I don't know what you're talking about. At least you didn't eat it this time. Do that sound again?
Shut up. I don't know. Since the person that first touched his nose, Josh, go ahead. Give it away.
Oh,
bro.
Yeah. There you go. Reverse.
All right.
What got you into music, Josh? For real.
Trying to think. Because, well, I've always grown up with music. Like, my mom was in band when she was in high school. Ooh.
Like what she play?
Clarinet. She was a clarinet.
Ooh,
player.
Clarinet?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Dude, I play clarinet.
Dude, my dad used to play the clarinet.
Word? I played clarinet in sixth grade.
Yeah, in Texas, when I lived in Texas, that's when I joined band, and I played the trumpet. But I would also, I found my mom's old clarinet, and I would practice on that.
Dang. Tubo, give me a trumpet sound.
No, but when I was in elementary school, it's that elementary school in the corner, the Whittier Elementary by your place.
Oh,
yeah.
So I went there, and then there was this choir thing that they always had. So I basically started there, going to the choir practices and all that. And I just did it for fun. Like my grandpa tried to give me piano lessons, but as a little kid, I wasn't really invested in wanting to learn. Now I regret it because I wish I could play the piano.
You can play? What are you talking
you
about?
Can play
you can
piano.
Play pretty well.
Thank you.
Especially, you don't know how to read music, do you?
No.
Yeah,
well,
like, you do a great job.
I can only read... I could read the treble clef stuff, but I can't sight read while I'm playing. That's the only thing.
I feel that.
But I think it was till I moved back here to Utah from Texas, that with like depression and all that, I started listening to a lot more music, like opening up the genres except for country.
Expand your horizons, brother.
Well, that's when I started finding a lot of songs that were relatable, and then I started connecting to, and then sophomore year was when I joined Madrigals, and then started writing my own songs, coming up with some stuff.
Yeah.
And then I think that's when it started going up from there.
This is nice. Your sister's the same age as Josh?
No, she's 2 years older, right?
Yeah. You're 23.
I'm 23.
She's 25, yeah.
Oh, exposed. Anyways.
Dude, with your 12 siblings, I bet I could guess a random number and at least land on age of one of them.
Yeah, you will. You will. Do it.
43.
Oh, crap. Yeah.
Really?
It's like in between. Yeah. One of the middle children.
Oh, dude, I'm a genius.
Maybe. Wait,
it's all, I'm a genius. I'm a genius.
Wait, you say 43?
Yeah.
Is that my brother? The oldest brother? No, I was like,
he got so many he forgot,
like,
bro.
The oldest. No, that's one of the oldest. The one of the oldest. They're in their 40s. Yeah, they are in the 40s. Okay. Anyways.
But,
no, that's cool, Josh. Not for real. Get into music. That's cool, man.
So you got into music because of, for you especially, it was like a healing thing.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, you found, like, comfort in a lot of music.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Yeah. I would say the same for me, just about. But I kind of come from a musical background. Like, my mom was in the Tabernacle Choir.
Oh, yeah. Flex.
Yeah. And, like, except for, I guess, my dad's side. Like, my dad can sing and do stuff, but he's not, like, he doesn't know how to play the piano. He can play a little bit, but he's not, like, heavily invested. My sister is, like, amazing as well. She's got a great voice, and she's really good. I'm kind of, like...
He's the athletic one.
I'm the athletic one. And I can do music. I'm not I would put me like in the middle. I'm not amazing and I'm not terrible. I'm in the middle.
He's a jack of all trades.
He's humble.
Yeah. What? Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
He's everything. But that. He's everything but that.
So, but but growing up, it was always music, church too, right? Like
sports.
With church. Yeah, sports, whatever. Like hype music, pregame stuff.
Nah, that's
like
true.
That's
true.
Like essential if you're for real about it. But I don't know. I just, for my family, we just listen to music all the time. I had to take piano lessons. Well, I didn't have to, but
well, your mom teaches piano.
Yeah, my mom teaches
but
piano too.
She didn't
too.
Teach you.
Mm-mm.
Interesting.
No, well, that's because we didn't.
You didn't
because
have
she
the
would,
money to pay.
Well, no, she would try to help me when I practiced, and I was a terrible son, and it would like tick me off. Like I just like I wasn't teachable.
No, nah, I get that. No, nah, I get
but
that.
But it was just because it was my mom.
Yeah, no. Nah.
You know?
That's true. That's
so
weird.
I took it from a good friend of hers that sang in the choir with her, and she was awesome. I didn't practice as much as I should have, so I took piano lessons probably for like 14 or 15 years, but I'm nowhere near as good as I should be because I just never practiced.
Well, keep in mind, Sam is the best piano player in this group.
Facts.
I don't know about that one, but
and Tupo's the best guitar player.
That's not facts. That is okay, Josh. Okay, Josh is that's coming. Thank you. That's coming.
You are.
You're welcome.
You are. No.
How am I? Okay,
dude.
Yeah, thank you.
You know how to
pluck.
Pick.
Oh, pick.
Plucking.
Picking. Picking.
Picking. Yeah.
Finger picking.
You can finger pick.
Yeah. Look at us. We don't even know the terms.
We're musicians.
We're
musicians.
But yeah, that's how I got into music. I just was always around it. Did piano, and then I was all about basketball. Broke my wrist, really.
You broke everything.
He's
injury prone. I swear, every time in high school, you were just injured.
Yeah.
That's true.
So then I broke my wrist, and I was out for the season and got with you boys.
It's because of basketball.
wink.
What do you... Whatever. You know what? Screw you, bro. Tupo makes me wake up in the mornings and want to choose violence.
I wake up to this morning.
Dude, I'm still violence. Trying to wake up. All right, Tupo, what got you into music?
Well, same thing with y'all. Kind of grew up in like performing and stuff. My mom and dad, they didn't really were into like singing and stuff. Mm-hmm. I think they. Well, never mind. They were. Never mind. They were.
I was gonna say
they
like
were, yeah,
inherently
like,
in your culture,
yeah.
Music is like a huge part.
Yeah, because I'm freaking brown. I can sing.
You can, actually.
Yes, I can. But.
Yeah, you can. I was like, what are you trying to get at here?
but yeah, like you said, the culture, we sing a lot. Like, a lot. When I was young, my sister put, like, headphones on me. One of those cheap headphones with the CD player. And
yeah, boombox.
She played, what song was it? I think it was like Apple Bottom Jeans, that one. It was like, Apple Bottom Jeans.
Really? By Flo Rida?
She played that song, and I started singing it, and then she thought it was cool. This is like an old memory I have of me. Like,
how old were you?
It's like
five?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was weird. It was like a memory I always kept in my mind for some reason. It was weird.
Okay.
But like, she would always do that, and I would sing. And then my sister showed my parents me singing, and then my mom was like, we're going to make you a senior. And I'm like, huh?
Yeah.
And then my other sister, she got me into like more songs. There's like, what is that song called? I can't remember, but it's like, don't make me close one more door. I don't want to hurt anymore.
Oh, what is that?
Should we Shazam it?
Yeah.
Off of both our phones are.
She started singing that song, and then she got me into singing that song, and I started singing that song. I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
It was good, and then that's what got me into singing. My mom made me learn a Tongan song. I cannot remember to save my life, but she would make me practice every single night to perform at like funerals, weddings, mostly reunions. She made me perform like that song. And I hated going up there because I had butterflies all the time. But it was cool. That's what kind of got me out there. That's what got me into music was my mom. She, like, pushed me out there. And I used that talent throughout, like, my life. And that's when I got into madrigals, got to choir. People thought, when I went to APA the first time ever, I went to, they wanted me to join band because my brother was in band. I was like, nah, I'm good. And then I wanted to join choir because I could beatbox.
Yeah.
That's what got me into choir because I could beatbox. My brother got me interested in beatboxing.
That's sick. Cool.
But yeah, that's what got me into music.
Dude, I remember you. I remember you at like a the talent. Was it the talent show? Remember that picture I sent you guys like yesterday or whatever?
Yeah,
it was like 6 years ago.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
You performed there.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's when I was in Madrigal.
I've got like, a video of that. I think.
Oh crap.
But
I hated that. I'm not gonna lie. I was like, bruh.
But I remember that was like the first time I really saw you sing. I think was at that thing.
I sang "Lean on Me."
Yeah.
Or "Stand by Me."
I think it was "Stand by Me."
Yeah.
I think it was "Stand by Me."
In the night, right?
Yeah. Holy cow!
That's
yeah.
crazy, huh?
That was crazy,
bro. That was 6 years ago.
That was 6 years. That's you insane. Shared that memory. I was like, bruh. Holy cow, real, we've known each other for a very long time.
Yeah, it's been a minute. And you know what's crazy? Hmm. Like, we were friends before the music thing, but how crazy close the music thing brought us.
Nah, that's true.
That is true, yeah.
Hey, like, hey.
You did what you love.
Not gonna lie. It just helped you understand who, like, you know, people are down to ride, but when you start running out of gas, the real ones stay back and push. You feel me?
Where'd you find that quote?
He's reading it off the computer. Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, I know you got knowledge and wisdom, but sometimes you say things and I'm like, did he really like, come up with that?
Yeah.
Did you come up with that for real?
Like, who
no,
said that?
Screw you guys. No, I'm not that wise. No, screw you guys.
It was from listening to that Shaquille O'Neal podcast.
Dude, the big podcast with Shaq.
Protect. That's where he got it from.
Protect, provide, and love. The three essential things.
Why you have to do it in that voice?
Because I was trying to be like Shaq.
Oh, you can't.
Thanks. Hey. Screw you, dude.
Sam has been on me today.
Dude, you've been on me.
And yesterday.
Don't even lie. You've been on me too.
He's always on me.
He's lying. He's lying.
Hey, I swear.
Screw you, dude.
That's false news. It's false news.
It's fake news. Thank you.
Say it right if you want to make it funny.
Say it right. Don't make fun of him like that.
No, I love you guys. Legit, over the weekend, like, my mom wouldn't shut up about how we're moving out.
Yo.
And then I was like, just thinking, oh, did you finally tell your parents?
No.
Anyways. But no, like legit. Like, and then Kevin, my cousin,
yeah.
he asked me, he was like, so how do you know these guys? And I was like, oh, they're my homies. Like, we went to high school together and we're still like kicking it and whatnot. And then he was like, wow, you must really be close to them if you're going to be living together. I was like, well, I mean, of course.
How close can you get?
Yeah.
This is going to test how close we can really get.
Well, all I know is I'm not sharing a room with any of you, so.
You're sharing a room with,
yeah.
Yeah, it's because me and Tupo are sharing it because we're dope. Yeah.
We're cool. We call room number one.
I just hear you guys screaming from across the hall.
Like, no! Sam!
Dude, can I just say something?
The Wicked Witch of the West, bro! Wicked Witch of the West!
We be arguing about something dumb all the time.
You gonna tell me that I'm wrong? You gonna look at me and tell me that I'm wrong?
Gotta sleep!
Dude, most of the dialogue between me and Tupo ends in, dude, that doesn't make any sense. And Tupo says, exactly.
And you guys go on for hours with the same conversation.
We probably
just
could.
Just so that way, in the end, there was no point of it.
There is no point.
That was like us in the car yesterday.
Yo, that is so true.
You were making no sense at all.
He just didn't understand.
No, you just were not making sense.
Exactly.
Yo, can I expose you right now?
No. Yes. No! Don't!
Dude, just take off the headphones.
Dude, if it helps. Okay, so I'll start. I'll expose myself first.
What do you mean?
So, yeah, last night.
Oh, no, do that. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So, I had Panda Express for lunch yesterday. And I actually still feel it right now. I'm not even lying. Like, something's wrong. Anyways, it's pretty gassy last night, but no one compares to Tupo's farts he dropped last night, dude. They were crazy. I wanted to let the people know. Hey, man, are you not going to smile? I think it's funny. Anyways.
How do you guys...
Are you breaking? I think he's breaking.
How do you guys stay motivated? How do you stay rock solid?
I just wanted to throw that out there.
How do you stay rock solid?
Did you guys ever think about, like...
One way I stay motivated is by how determined your mindset is, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
It's all in the mind.
That's why it's called mindset.
Obviously.
Great logical thinking.
Awesome.
Exactly.
Sorry, I didn't mean to talk about your farts, dude.
How do you stay motivated, Josh?
Dude, no. What about last night when I we were going through the drive-thru and I drove off without the food?
Yeah, freaking dingus.
We went to Sonic and we got cream slushies and some food. He handed us the drinks and the cream slushies and I just took off. Forgot the food. Dude.
How's the mic smell?
Yeah, how does that taste? No, it's up in his mouth, too.
Nah, for real. Who the heck forgets the food? Bruh!
Just drove around the whole building.
Yeah, but I did drive around and come back.
That's true.
And I got it. So, bag was secured. Just for the people
to know. I was trying to show an example of staying motivated. Never mind. Anyways.
You being completely still and silent.
It worked.
That's how I stay motivated.
We're staring at the camera, by the way.
Also, for those of you who are just listening. Yeah.
That's right. Not everyone's going to be watching the video.
Like, everyone's like, my audio cut out? How do you stay motivated, Tupo? Enlighten the people who listen to Room 101.
Yeah, how watch.
Why do I start? All right, how do I stay motivated? Yes. Like I said, it's just a mindset.
Well, what's the mindset?
Yeah.
If you wanna be skinny, you gotta think skinny. You feel me? Yeah. You feel me? Have I ever wanna be skinny? Look at me. Do I look skinny? Hell yeah.
I'm glad you're proud of yourself, bro.
Good job. Good job.
You look great.
It's all in the mind. Mindset. You feel me?
Okay.
No more Debbie Downers.
Yeah.
No.
So your mentality. So the vision.
It's basically, yeah. I feel like to stay motivated, you got to understand what you're going towards. I feel like that's for a lot of things, like staying goals, achieving goals. That's just a mindset you got to have. People want to get somewhere, but also staying motivated is that's. It's you just got to put the work into it, you know? There's a thing that I kind of learned growing up is the difference between desire and the willingness. People have a desire to do something, but they're not willing to put the work in, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like the mindset that you have is helping with that willingness to drive you towards where you need to go. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, I think it's important. The vision. You have to have a vision.
Mm-hmm.
So you listen. Have you guys listened to Simon Sinek at all?
Oh, I thought you were about to say Simon Says.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. No, I haven't heard of him.
Well, he's really big on talking about the concept of what's called the golden circle, right? And you got one circle. You have three circles that are like inside of each other, and in the center it says why, and then the second one is how, and the other one is what. And he usually uses it in like a marketing or like business type of scenario.
You said there's three circles?
Yeah, so it's like circle, and then a bigger circle around that one, and then a bigger one around that one. So the center, it's like a target.
Okay, I thought you were talking about the circles that overlap.
No. But like the center is why. And he always talks about starting with your why. And he says everybody has a why, and it's once you find that why, it will never change. Your why will never change. Your vision will, but your why never will. And so I think that's important as you find out. And ask the question, you know, why? Like, why am I doing this? Why? And you peel back the layers and get to the real reason. that's where I think you can find a lot of motivation.
Okay.
Because you think of the journey, right? Like, journeys are hard. Like, things get crazy, as they should be. And sometimes, like, it doesn't work out. And, like, for me at least, it's that why. It's that the why with the vision, I think, is important. And it's, like, going back to the basics. Why am I doing this? Let's start over. Let's try again, kind of a deal. And that, for me, that's how I stay motivated.
No, that's good. No, that's so true. A lot of people need to understand their why to keep going.
True.
There's a great book about it. There's two
by books Smith.
About it by Simon Sinek.
Yes.
Simon Sinek.
But it's interesting staying motivated.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how have we stayed motivated?
Well, you didn't let Josh answer. All right.
Well, yeah. Okay. Yeah, no, Josh.
You can... How do you feel like we stay motivated, Josh?
Well, kind of like yesterday with Angels. We, like, were...
That's the song that we're working on. It wasn't just
one of us talking, but, like, each of us were throwing in the concept, like, saying this is what we want the song to be about. This is what we need to focus on. And then we came up with pretty dope lines.
Yo.
Definitely inspired lines.
It was crazy.
Like,
there's, like, fireworks in the background.
I cry a lot when it comes to songwriting because of how much it means to me. Because I've always had the dream of just sharing stories and sharing those songs to other people, the same way how certain songs affected me personally. Because, like, I don't care about the money. I don't care about the fame. I just want people to listen to these stories. And then just that, like, that vision I said that I saw listening to the song, or just people listening to it, and then with the lights or lighters or whatever, just swaying back and forth. It's one of those songs, right? So when we're really focused on what we want to achieve, I say that's we stay on that. Then even for me with the hitting the gym before, it was a lot harder for me to have that motivation because of the cardio. Because, like, I don't mind doing it. But when I start it, I push myself, and then after that, I get tired, and then I put it off, like, as a stupid excuse. Like, yeah, I'm sore, but that's a good thing, and then I need to keep pushing myself for my body to get used to it. But I used to use that as an excuse, saying, I'll wait till I feel better to get back on it, and then months pass before I hit the gym again. But now, because I do want to get down to, like, a comfortable... way to feel comfortable about myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even though, like, I still pretty much look the same as before, I feel different on the inside because I know that I'm constantly pushing myself to lift more, to work on my arms, on my back and stuff like that. And then eventually I'll get back to doing the cardio when I get to a set weight that I want to be at. But now I've been doing it a lot more than I have before.
No, that's good. No, that's really good. This question popped up in my head yesterday. I asked Sam this, but imagine this. What would you, 5 years ago, if he was able to come to you now, what would he say?
Me 5 years
yeah.
ago?
Yeah, like talking you to me 5 years
who you,
ago.
Who you were 5 years
ago.
Who you
were 5 years
showed
ago.
Up to you right now. He walked around the corner right now.
Okay.
And he just saw you, and, like, what would you think he would say? Or what would you say to him?
Dang.
I know, I asked Sam this question yesterday, and I was like, dude, we should bring it up in the podcast.
Well, dude, for me, while you think about your answer, for me, I think 5 years ago I was, 16? Four?
Well, you are 21.
Well,
dude, minus
whoa,
five.
Dude, I turned 20. I turned 22 in, like,
a month.
2 months.
That's insane.
Isn't it next month?
September.
Bro. Oh, yeah. I thought it went July,
thanks,
September, August.
So, yeah, like 16, 17 ish, I guess. Like, I just, you guys know how that went with everything going down. And I think that was about the time I was coming out of a lot of craziness and stuff going on. Yeah.
So what would you
I would say I wouldn't actually say a whole lot, honestly.
Well, yeah.
Like, I would say, hey, man, like, good things are coming, like, right around the corner. Like, you don't even know, like, very soon. Because around that time was when the wrist thing happened.
Oh, snaps.
And all that stuff.
And that's when you're like, dude, what the heck is going on with my life?
Huh? Yeah. And it was another, you know, hard time in trial. But then it turned into this.
Like, yeah, the music thing.
What we're doing right now, that's what that moment turned into for me. So I would say, I wouldn't give anything away. I would tell myself, listen, man, just keep going. And it's going to work out the way it's supposed to. Even if you can't see it. Like, it's just going to work out, and it's going to happen sooner than you think.
Nah, for real. Like, I thought about this question a lot, too. It was like, what if someone, like, me from 5 years ago, if he came to me, he'd be like, damn, you got big on the bitch.
Dude, yeah.
You get bigger? Bro,
you were riding a bike.
How do you gain weight riding a bike?
What happened to us?
Dude, I was at Tupo's house on Sunday, and I saw his senior picture. Shut and I was up, like, dude, what happened? You look so good. You look good now. Like,
yeah, you look really fine. Good, you honestly.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
My mom was telling me how you look like you've slimmed down.
Thanks.
Yeah.
The mic.
For those of you who are just listening, yeah, he just patted my stomach. Anyways. Yeah.
That's what that sound
nah,
was.
But for real, me 5 years ago. Okay, y'all know me 5 years ago. I was like, like that was high school.
Wait, hold
Tupo.
On, do that again.
I was like, shut up. That was high school Tupo. Like, if he saw me playing guitar, he'd be like, no,
like,
you
whoa,
can't.
Dude.
No, that's not me. Like, yo, you did what?
Is that you held a guitar?
He's like, you can play. He was like, you talk to how many? What? Anyways, but yeah, it was me 5 years ago. I just feel like. I wouldn't say much. Like, I would just be like, hey, what are you going through now? It's going to suck. Good luck.
Which is so interesting because, like, what you and I said is so generic. Mm-hmm. And so, like, commonly said.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, like, so true.
Yeah, because if you look back 5 years ago, how much you went through to get to, like, where you're at now. Go ahead. Sorry, Josh. Go ahead.
No, you're good.
What would you tell yourself, Josh?
Like, dude, honest, from 5 years ago.
I was 18 5 years ago. Ooh, and that was, like, the darkest Exposed. Year of my life.
Mm. You know?
Because I talked to you about it. I won't say it now because...
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was the worst. Like, I gained a lot of weight. I was on antidepressants that I thought were helping but weren't. And then... I almost made one of the worst choices I could have made. And then I just didn't know what to do with my life, you know? Like, not even music was helping. Not, yeah. Like, all the stuff that I used to do to pass time, I didn't find entertainment in them. I would just leave it. Like, I was at an all-time low, like, legit. And then it wasn't till... I talked to you about it, and then I would send Micah emails every now and then while he was on his mission, and then he told me just to pray, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a lot of questions that I asked them in the prayer, and then I didn't receive an answer till 3 days after. And it came from my dad, because my dad's the best. I love him. I know he's always been there for me, but as kids in high school with all the drama, all the stuff that goes on, when you think you know more than your parents, yeah, exactly.
Subconsciously even.
Yeah, like yeah. They're trying to help, but yeah. I feel like they're attacking me.
Yeah, yeah.
So for me, and if it was more me than him, I felt like our relationship wasn't the greatest in my high school years just because I was the one pushing him away. But then it wasn't until 3 days after I prayed, I got an answer through him.
Mm.
And then I felt a lot of weight come off my shoulders, you know?
Yeah.
And then that's when I decided to serve a mission and all that. And then all the contemplating I had on my mission. So if I wouldn't, Like, I would probably stay quiet if I talked to the 18-year-old me. But I would just, like, act like a counselor. Mm. Like, say, I know you're going through a lot. I know what's going through your mind. But, like, what you guys said, I promise it'll get better. Like, try and focus on these point of views instead of these ones type deal, you know?
Yeah.
Nah. Which brings up, well, would it be different if you right now were able to see you in the future 5 years from now? Would it be like the different conversation or?
I wouldn't want to
visit
my future self.
Interesting. You think you from 5 years ago would want to visit you now?
Because, no. I like, for me at least. Because, like, for me, if I talked to my future self, that interaction will change the present.
Understood.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
For me, like, and I don't think I'd want that because then I wouldn't, that would probably change something that doesn't need to be changed. Whether it's good or bad, it doesn't matter. It doesn't need to be changed.
Understood. Okay.
Yeah. So for me, I'd rather, and that's why the advice if I had to give advice to my younger self 5 years ago, that's what I would say. I wouldn't, there's no details, there's no nothing. I would just say, hey man, like, keep holding on kind of a deal. Like, you're going to make it, dude. That's, you know?
Nah, for real.
Like, and that's all you need.
Yeah. Like, you know how they always say forget about the past and focus on the future?
Mm-hmm.
I hate that saying. Like, yeah, it's good to focus on the future, but if you're just trying to forget about the past, how are you going to grow?
You got
to
learn from it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, sometimes, like, when I get in really deep thought, I get super emotional thinking about the stupid stuff I did before. But then in between those stupid things, I have good memories with you guys. I have good memories with my other friends, with family members. And I start laughing, bro. I was like, yo, I totally remember when I did that stupid thing or whatever, you know? And then when I fall into those, like, dark memories, then I say, well, if I continued down that path, where would I be now?
No, that's true.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, it would be cool to talk to the future self or see where you'll be in the future. But like Sam said, if I had that mindset, it was like, oh, well, I'm going to end up doing this. What am I going to do now? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, dude, like, you go back to your younger self and you say, hey, man, you did this. Like, we did this. Don't go here and don't talk to this person even. Mm-hmm. Right.
But you wouldn't be able to live that experience.
That's one less. That's one less. Like, lesson learned.
Yeah. And then, if anything, like, it could be you don't gain that experience, or if you do avoid it, then it could lead you into doing something a lot worse, you know?
True.
Yeah, dude. That's, like, with the principle of agency, you know? You make a decision, whichever decision you make, right or wrong. Maybe they're both right. Maybe they're both wrong. You make a decision, no matter what it is, it brings on consequences. That's where you learn everything you need to learn is through the consequences.
The light turned off on your camera.
That's okay.
Stupid camera.
But, yeah, well, I lost my train of thought.
Sorry. It was the camera's fault.
Appreciate it. No, I don't think it was the camera's fault at all.
Just like yesterday.
I forgot what I was saying. I think I was saying you learn from the consequences, and I wouldn't want to interfere with those consequences.
I think we talked a lot about, we touched on this on the first podcast. Yeah.
That's true.
Like, if you can change anything in the past, would you and why? But it was cool.
Yeah.
Nah. But it's just a question to think about, especially for everyone that's listening. Hey.
For real. For real. All right. Shall we move into the fun stuff?
Yeah.
I thought we were having fun this whole time.
We were having fun, but different fun.
Yeah.
All right. We have a new segment. Sigma?
Segment?
Segment.
Segma what?
We got a new segment. We got a Would You Rather? Oh my gosh. One thing, sorry. You're gonna
toot your horn.
Alright, who's going first?
All right, no.
And who you
Sam,
asking?
Okay, Sam, ask the question you asked us yesterday. Hurry up.
Dude, okay. For those of you who served in the MBM, You know this.
Shout out.
Would you rather fight
oh, no.
a horse-sized chicken or 100 chicken-sized horses?
So crazy, crazy thought. So Sam asked us this last, asked us. Last night he told us about
it. I asked him this last night.
I went to sleep. I dreamt about fighting a horse-sized chicken. Oh my gosh. The things I said, I was like, I'm ready for some KFC. And I'm like, I'm not going to lie.
You said that to
him? Yes, I said it.
I'm going to cook you up.
Like, I had like a boxing gloves on. I was like, straight up going to fight this chicken, this horse-sized chicken. And I'm like, bro. And then I thought about it. I was like, wouldn't it just be easier just fight like a whole bunch of mini horses? Like, come on.
Dude, that would be fun, though, because you could just kick them around. Just watch them fall over.
But, like, if you fight the horse-sized chicken, imagine the amount of food you can get after that.
Yo, but then imagine how big the claws would be. Yeah.
Dude.
Imagine the freaking drumstick on that mug.
My answer always switches.
Go. Why?
What was it yesterday?
What was it today?
Well, recently when I've been pondering this question early in the morning.
I wake up every morning and ponder this question.
I almost want to fight 100 chicken-sized horses.
Same.
Because, like...
Horse is good, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you! Pound it, pound it, pound it.
Yeah.
But you tried it too, Josh, right?
I have,
yeah. Is it good?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Have you had guinea pig before?
Dude, that sounds bomb, though.
It's delicious.
Nice.
All right.
I don't know, dude. I could drop. I just feel like you could drop kick them all, you know?
Like, not going to lie. Like, they're this big.
Dude, like, what if the giant one steps on you, you know? But the little ones can't.
The giant one, that can fly, sort of flap its wings.
Yeah, you'd be blown away.
I'd rather fight 100 of them, dude. Imagine you just get a baseball bat and just start swinging.
Imagine the amount of meat you can get out of that mug. Yeah.
There's Tupo, always thinking with his stomach.
Yeah, nice.
Hey, you got thin skin to be skinny. Like I said before, people, that's, shout out.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that the opposite?
Shut up.
If you could only have one meal for the rest of your life, would you rather go to Popeyes or KFC?
Popeyes. One meal for the rest of your life?
Yeah,
and that to be those two?
Yeah.
Popeyes.
Popeyes.
Okay. Super Chicks.
Super Chicks. Oh. Super
Chicks. Would you rather go to KFC or Super Chicks?
Okay. Super Chicks.
For all of you that are
slaps.
Listening and that are in Utah, there's a place, or you can, it's probably all nationwide, but there's a place called Super Chicks. It is freaking good.
So good.
Shout out.
For the first
sponsor
so
us, please.
Good.
Sponsor
two,
us, please.
2 weeks ago, was it?
Yeah.
Dang, man.
We literally couldn't decide a place to go eat. If you're undecisive, go to Super Chicks. It wouldn't, okay.
It's nice. Chicken sandwiches.
The way that they fried the avocado, and then you just crunched into that, and then, oh my gosh.
Good fries, bro.
Everybody go to Super Chicks and get you a chicken sandwich with some custard.
Yeah.
So good.
So good.
Shout out. But yeah. But Super Chicks, that's our answer.
They got to build another location. All right, we got time for like one or two more.
All right, Josh, go ahead.
All right. Trying to think. But this also ties to, okay, it's not a would you rather question, but I had fun on my mission when Elder Palmer asked me this question. Shout out you. He said if you and your boys were writing a song and you were able to get 3 features, who would you put on the song?
Oh.
Ed Sheeran.
Who's going to give me the most clout? Just kidding.
Yeah.
Bruno Mars. Bruno Mars is essential.
Ed Sheeran. Okay, never mind. Beyonce.
Beyonce. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
Shakira.
You, 3 people, Tupo.
Dude, so. Just stop. You're just listing off people, dude.
I'm giving you ideas.
Bruno Mars.
Okay.
Hey, you took mine. Go ahead.
You can share him.
I don't know. He's a 5'5" man. I don't know.
That's true. He is a short guy. 5'5" is a good height. Don't worry, guys. Bruno Mars. Ariana Grande.
You would.
And
hurry up.
Dude, back off. I'm thinking.
I think my grandma's here to drop off my dog.
Jay-Z.
Okay. Jay-Z. Yo, I can see that vibe. That's like, wow, that would sound really fun.
Yeah.
All right.
All together?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be dope. All right.
Yeah, you jealous, Tupo?
Mm-hmm.
Should be.
All right, you Tupo? Ed Sheeran?
Connor Price?
Oh, really?
Okay. Nick Day?
Living in the world of TikTok, my friend.
Hey, sorry. Sam showed me all these artists, just saying. But okay,
they're good.
Honestly,
really good.
Let's see.
Check them out.
Let's see. Let's see. Who the heck? I don't know. Go ahead, Josh. Let me think still.
All right. Dude, so obviously John Bellion. Like,
ooh. Yeah.
The way how he makes, just produces yeah. the music. Ooh. Amazing. And his vocal range, I love it. And I told him James the Mormon, if he changed his style, like his flow of rhyming, which he did in the, like his last album that he dropped.
Oh,
completely different from, yeah, exactly. He disappeared. Because I think that album dropped in 2018, 2019.
Probably. I don't know.
But yeah, so him.
By Jamesy now?
Jamesy,
I don't
JTM.
Know.
I don't know.
He stopped following him forever ago. I have yeah. no idea.
But yeah, him if Dude, he changed really? His sound. But otherwise, I would have Quinn 92 on it.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah.
And
that's
then Billie Eilish.
Did you just pick
those
like
are
four?
My three.
Oh.
No, I said Jamesy if he changed his flow, which he did, but since he
so
disappeared.
Billie?
So Billie Eilish, John Bellion, and Quinn 92.
Oh. Be interesting.
I got mine.
No, I love Billie's voice.
Billie's voice is nice.
It's amazing.
Nice.
Her songs are freaking amazing.
I love them.
Her voice is nice.
Surfaces.
Yeah.
One. Surfaces.
That's your vibe.
Yeah.
Terry Swims.
Teddy Swims. Yeah. Teddy Swims.
Oh, is it Teddy? I keep saying
Teddy
Terry.
Swims. Teddy Swims, definitely.
I keep saying Terry.
Dude's voice is...
and then Terry Crews.
His voice
dude
is what?
Is freaking amazing, bro. Holy cow.
His voice is what?
Shut up. Anyways. And maybe John Legend.
Mm.
John Legend. Nope, Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg, baby.
No, that's
better.
A hybrid right there.
That would, well, dude,
like
Snoop
Dogg with surfaces and yeah. then Teddy Swims. Bro!
That would be fire, actually. For real.
That'd be sick.
All right. Well, gentlemen, I think that's a wrap.
Yo! Right. Thank you, people, nice. For all of those of you who are listening.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We drop love the, y'all.
Wait, I got to hit wait. The beat first.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Sam, drop that beat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Welcome to room 101.
Shut up, okay. Looks like
all right, I'll put on the real one.
All right.
That, there you go.
Hit it.
Oh, dude. What are we going to work on this? All right, so the reason he's freaking out,
have that
we're
reaction
not, we're
again.
Not listening
Don't expo-
to anything.
Oh, dude, why
wow.
you?
I'm just kidding.
Cut that part out.
I wow. really should, dude.
So good. Yeah. Wow. Cut that out, Sam. Wow.
He literally defeated the purpose
wow,
of
for real.
Putting the beat on.
We'll leave it. We'll do it again.
Why you all right,
well, that's everything, guys. Thanks
dude, I'm like salty towards you now. Why would you do that?
Why would you do that?
All right.
Would you rather?
What's the thing?
All right, everybody.
It. It's fun.
Have a good. Have a good week. Oh, look out for next week where I have a guest.
Oh yeah, next week.
But thanks for chilling with us in room 101, and we'll catch you later.
Woo, deuces. Peace.
All right. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Room 101.
Follow us on all of our social media at We Are Last Note.
Catch us next week for our next episode. Oh, wait, we're doing this weekly, bruh? Hold up.
Yes, sir. Oh.
I'm done.
Bruh.
You hear me? You hear me?
I'm done.